We do have a big celebration planned. I think that 50 years as a facility constantly in service is something definitely to celebrate, and there's a lot of heart and soul and hearts and souls that we have to be thankful for that have gone before us, that
How have you been able to do it for 50 years?
created, well, actually, for those, this is going to take you way back in a little history lesson.
Sure.
We had a, and I, there was a write-up in the paper about this, but Gladys Massey, if you want to use a term of a matriarch, really, and she's a daughter of Agnes Towers, who actually started a home here in Oaks. And then Gladys, really, through the power of her determination, her mission, and her personality, put together investors and put together supporters that came together and formed a corporation that actually built the building that's there.
Okay.
And within 10 years, they had to raise more money to expand it even. So it was a very short period of time. So obviously the need was there to serve. And she served as administrator even after the transition, when in 1972, the original corporation that was formed was taken over by the Good Samaritan Society. And so since 1972, we've officially been a Good Samaritan Society, but we haven't lost the purpose that Gladys, who was there forever,
Sure.
envisioned in providing care for those here who need us, families who need us. And we are also the largest employer in Dickey County. We've employed a lot of people over the years. We've touched a lot of lives of family members who've made that their home and it was their last home, or even just to recuperate and rest if they've had an injury. There's just been a lot of lives. We also have volunteers. Like right now, yeah, I send out 100 invitations to current volunteers, plus all the volunteers that have given of themselves selflessly over the past 50 years.
So everybody knows somebody who has been touched by the organization in
You
some
know,
way.
it's one of our, in our beautiful community here, it's part of our continuum of care. I really look at that. You know, we have an amazing hospital and medical facilities, clinics, health care, so that we really can take care of our own from birth to death.
So tell us about the event coming up tomorrow.
The event, I want to say, it's celebrate the 50th with us on the 5th at 5 o'clock.
That's pretty cool.
And so, from 5 to 7, we're doing an open house, and we're serving a meal. And we have Myron Florin. I wish he was still with us because we would have gotten him, because he did come and visit us at the manor at some point long ago. But we have Al Mikish coming with his accordion. And so he'll be entertaining everybody while it's just kind of an open house. We're going to get our residents all fixed up. We got anniversary cake and a full meal. And we're getting the ground set up. We'll have a tent set up outside, seating. And a lot of times, coming to the Good Samaritan Society is intimidating for some people. Sometimes it's facing your own mortality. Sometimes it's, you know, I have a lot of sympathy for those that have mixed feelings about it. But I
Yeah.
know, to a one, every staff person that works here, there, or has worked there, their heart is with the residents and the care. And so it's just a time to celebrate a very giving place,
Okay.
and all the people that have helped bring us to 50 years, still operating strongly.
People can
So,
always donate, right?
well, we always would love donations because we'd love to be around for another 50 years. And, you know, that's kind of this, I feel very strongly the legacy that has come before me, and that we're right now just kind of the stewards at this particular time. We want to steward it well so that it can continue for another
Sure.
50 years or more.
How can people donate, Lee?
They can contact me directly at 742-3915,
Okay.
or just send donations in the mail. I believe on our national site there's ways to direct donations to our facility. But basically, we want to extend a special invitation tomorrow for anybody who has worked there. We have some current employees that have been there for 40 years. So,
Wow.
but there's many people who worked there long before, and volunteers who've worked there before, and anybody related to people who played a big part in the formation and continuation of the facility. So we really want to extend special invitations to those people, and then all our current volunteers and all our current donors and supporters. We just want to have fun. Simple open house, 2 hours. Come enjoy and celebrate.